You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. There's a pretty intense theme park war going on in California. Universal is opening its latest challenge to Disneyland. It's the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, opened this week. The Harry Potter franchise has, of course, raked in billions, and Universal's already tapped into the built-in audience that loved the film and the books in Florida with one of their theme parks. That Harry Potter park has been a huge success. And analysts expect this new one in Hollywood will immediately increase park attendance by 20%, could bring in $100 million for Universal in the next year. The first few days were sold out, people were on the theme park rides, and yes, those are popular, but Universal is actually banking on concessions as the big hook here. If you read the books, you know Harry Potter's got a menu. Butterbeer, chocolate frogs, Bertie Bott's every flavor beans, three proprietary alcoholic wizarding beers. It's a big list. We sent Marketplace Weekend producer Eliza Mills to get a taste of all of this, and she's with me now. Hi, Eliza.
Hi, Lizzie.
So tell me about the park.
It's kind of like being on the set of one of these Harry Potter movies down to the last detail. You're on a stone-paved street. It's a bustling little village full of snow-topped shops, and Hogwarts is looming over you on the hill.
So it sounds like you've walked into a movie.
It's like being on set.
A lot of this is very carefully branded. J.K. Rowling, we're talking about a global brand. How much of this has had her involvement in it?
Pretty much all of it. She's sort of working with the team who did art direction for the film on everything from the moss on the sides of the buildings to the packaging of the candy to the menu in the restaurants there.
This menu got careful oversight. I know you tasted it, but J.K. Rowling tasted it too, right?
She did. It took 15 taste tests for them to get butterbeer right. And Rowling did one of those. And what they ended up with are three versions, hot, cold, and ice. And it kind of tastes like butterscotch or shortbread.
How was it?
It was good. I think it lived up to the hype. I spoke to a 12-year-old girl named Mooring who was visiting the park with her family, and this is what she had to say.
It tasted like so much sugar in my mouth. It tasted so unbelievably good.
Obviously, that's what Universal wants to hear, right?
Definitely.
And how do concessions figure into this so much from a financial standpoint?
They're a huge part of theme park profits, about 30% of the profits.
Wow.
Yeah. And so Universal is kind of banking on butterbeer, the drink, and butterbeer, the fudge and the ice cream, even though those aren't things that fans will have seen in the books or the movies.
But they work as an extension of the brand.
They work as an extension of the brand. And the newest iteration of butterbeer is actually a pot de creme dessert developed by the head chef in the Hollywood park, Eric Capello.
Of course, we wanted to find another home run when we started putting the butterbeer idea together for dessert. It was, you know, this really makes sense. And, you know, there's more to come with other opportunities that we see with the butterbeer. And this was just like the beginning of the future for us.
So it sounds like there's a lot more to come, yeah?
Yeah, there aren't any leaks on specific dishes, but it seems like Universal is kind of using butterbeer as a chocolate or a vanilla flavor. It's their cash cow, and I thought maybe diluting that brand would dilute its selling power. So I called Sam Okus, the editor of food service magazine QSR, to see what he had to say. Here's Sam.
As we've seen with franchises in the past, like Star Wars or Lord of the Rings or whatever, you can make so much money off of these franchises, even through loose affiliations. I think that's a genius idea. I think there's so much opportunity.
Well, that kind of leads to the question of whether they take that opportunity outside the park and start selling this stuff in stores.
It's interesting. That's something that they've done with their other branded products. You can get Bertie Bott's every flavor beans from Jelly Belly. You can order chocolate frogs online or buy these wool sweaters from the houses on the Universal website. But I don't think they're going to do it with butterbeer. I spoke to Morel Marian, the senior VP of food operations at Universal Studios in Hollywood, and he says it's just not happening.
This is part of a fully immersive, themed experience that's authentic, and we would never want to touch that.
So butterbeer, okay, stays in the park. It's non-alcoholic, but they do sell some booze for what? I guess we should say adult Harry Potter fans?
They sell a lot of booze. They have three beers that are just made for the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. And that's big inside the park, but it also could be an opportunity for Universal outside the park. And that's something I talked to Sam Okus about.
You're sitting on a gold mine. If you consider the fact that, and using me as an example, millennials grew up with Harry Potter books. Millennials, now of age, are looking for artisan liquors and artisan beers. Millennials are the ones who love these products with stories behind them. And so Harry Potter, perhaps more so than any other franchise in America, has this opportunity to tap into millennials like no other.
That's the thing that really interested me about this, because you didn't just see kids there, did you?
No, I mean, there are kids there and they're having fun, but a lot of the people wandering around the park on the preview day when I went were 20-somethings, 30-somethings, wanting a butter beer, but maybe also a drink and a sweater and a look back at their childhood.
And that stuff really sells. Eliza Mills, thank you very much.
Thanks, Lizzie.